This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, from Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along. We also want to give a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the husbands and wives and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel as well as the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to B and getting it to the post offices where it's going to be delivered to you later. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that we have to offer, and you just might find the link over there on that page for this guy here who's coming in, and it's none other than the snowbird himself up there, because I think he got snow down this week. Rob Edwards! All right. That's the rooster. I thought it'd hit you with the rooster today and wake you up.
Cool. Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir. It's all of that, too.
Yeah.
Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Donald Trump may be facing a legal hurdle here that he doesn't want to face. We got word yesterday that he has been invited to testify before a grand jury being conducted by the Manhattan DA in a probe against him and the money that he gave to his attorney at the time to pay off Stormy Daniels. Now, he didn't really do anything that was illegal, but this attorney is going to be testifying, too, because they think they got the goods on Donald Trump. And if they do, then they're going to be indicting him.
Well, if they have the goods on him, it's goods that they've decided to make up, and they're going to get away with getting the goods on him or using this to bring some kind of legal harm against him. As you said, he's been invited to testify, and Trump attorney Joseph Tacopina, if that's the correct way to pronounce his name, confirmed that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office did invite the former president to testify, and he says it's about it's much ado about nothing, basically, and that he didn't do anything that was illegal or wrong, as you just stated, Captain. And it's just another example of them weaponizing the justice system against them, and they're doing it because they can get away with it. And I'll add, because the judiciary, in my opinion, is corrupt, and they can just about go after anyone they want to. And it's a corrupt system right now all the way around.
Well, the attorney who was Trump's attorney wound up spending some time in jail. They charged him with doing something, which he got charged for. And I don't know how he managed to get himself free or whatnot, but he might bear some ill remorse, if you will, against Donald Trump. So we might hear something that we hadn't planned on hearing, and that's what everybody's saying. Well, they got it. They got him now. They got him now. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, they've been trying for a long time to get the guy. And I will say this. There are other presidents that have done much worse things, especially against this country. And there's one in office now that's doing much worse things than President Trump would have ever dreamt of doing against this country. And because of the corruption, they'll never face any kind of backlash for it.
No.
It's corruption.
And that's because while you and I see things that we know are wrong, the people that are in charge, that run the system, don't see anything that's wrong, so they're not going to do anything.
Absolutely. It's corrupted.
All right. Now, let's see. Where's my clock? Okay, I got about 45 seconds here. Now, the apoplectic Democrats have further decried the end of democracy in America, while many Republicans declared the video that we're seeing now for January 6th as proof that there was no riot at all, just a friendly stroll through the building with Capitol Police behaving as much more than tour guides. Now, both sides are all wrong, but we'll have to figure out who's right and who's wronger, if that's such a word, right?
I think the side that want to throw J6ers in the, or keep them in the American gulags are the ones who are most wrong, because like I said even last week on your show, if you want to define insurrection, you know, people need to look it up. And that was not an insurrection that happened on January 6th. And I'll just leave it there because the videos that have been shown prove that there was not an insurrection. And the guy in the silly costume with his horns, he was led around.
Shaman.
Yep. Yeah, shaman. So.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. All right, folks, we're coming back. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Constitutional Grounds. The hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about. Because you want the best? Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to LeRonEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
When did the style of black female hairstyles become more important than a good education? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. Recently, once again, certain individuals at CNN complained about the fact that only 5.9% of all students are black. But rather than illustrate the need for better education, leftist media blabbermouths and others in places like Durham, North Carolina, where educators, parents, and leftist politicians fought for the passage of the Crown Act, which forces everyone to focus on so-called black female natural hairstyles. I find it ironic because most black females do not utilize natural hairstyles. What you will commonly see is Gorilla Glue baby hair and wacky Weedy Wonder hairstyles. While students recently focused on black female hair for a week, when it comes to math, 59% of Durham, North Carolina high school students overall are below proficient math grade levels, while specifically black students, 70%, are functioning at below grade levels. When it comes to reading, 58% of students overall are below grade level. Yet, leftists force students to focus on black female hair. Parents, get your children out of government schools. It's that bad. I'm Ron Edwards. See ya on the next page from the Edwards Notebook.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, this portion of the program brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, remember, you can go over to his website, the RonEdwards.com. That's the RonEdwards.com. And you'll see the display there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And You can also save yourself 20% on your order by ordering off that website. So go on over there, take a look, see what he has to offer, and I'm sure you're going to be happy because I've got my iced coffee here right now, and I'm going to take a big sip out of it. Here we go. Oh, boy. I'm going to take another sip. Wow. What I really like about that, folks, is it's not acidic. I can drink several cups of that if I had the desire, and it would not upset my stomach. That's the problem with a lot of coffee. It gets acidic, starts burning, and all of a sudden you don't like your coffee anymore. But Constitutional Grounds is known because
it's the coffee you want in your cup.
And there went that masked man and that big white horse again, riding through with a black hat. And no, it was not Kevin Jackson. No, it was not Kevin Jackson. I have reason to believe it might have been that guy from Detroit called. Let's see, what's his name again?
There is no guy from Detroit.
Oh, a guy from north of Detroit then. All right. Anyway, it's Ron Edwards, and we're always happy to talk about that coffee because that is good stuff. And again, if it wasn't, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. So there you go. Now, back to finishing up here about the lawyers and the comments about the J6 stuff and all that. In addition to all the things we heard about with the people that were being represented, the attorney for one of the five Proud Boys members on trial for seditious conspiracy referenced Tucker Carlson's airing of the video, saying that the video provided to the Fox News host by Speaker Kevin McCarthy proves to federal prosecutors that they hid plainly exculpatory Capitol security footage. And we knew this was coming. You knew it. And I said, I think somewhere along the line, you and I said to each other that once this comes out, this is going to be a good thing for the defense.
It is going to be a good thing for the defense, but my hope, Captain, is that more news corporations or media outlets look at it. So far, no major news outlets outside of, at least television-wise, outside of Fox News has taken the time to look at it. No one's requested to see it. And so it's like, see no good, hear no good, there'll be no good. And so I guess they think that if they ignore this thing, it'll go away and they can still keep the J6ers and the American gulag and that, you know, and that's what it's all about. Why? And I think, you know, media outlets are working with certain elements of the government to keep these people in the gulag. And how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't reveal the evidence.
Nope.
So if you keep it only on Fox News and maybe a few other smaller outlets and most people don't see it, they could still get away with this thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Donald Trump again, we'll throw one more thing in here, and that's Merrick Garland, the attorney general. He said that they're insisting on the Trump side that President Trump on his side, Garland's side, that President Trump cannot use legal immunity as a shield against a civil lawsuit in the two Capitol Police and 11 Democratic congressmen suits that are out there. Now, the suits seek to hold Trump personally liable for the Capitol riots because of his statements he made on January 6th. Well, I saw the statements he made, and I didn't see him tell anybody to go over there and burn the Capitol down.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He didn't tell anyone to do that. I don't know. You know, if there's even a moving scale or moving definition when it comes to riots, what happened in D.C. was not a riot.
Nope.
That particular day.
Nope.
But yet they want to continue to call it a riot, and most people don't want to see the truth so that they can still go along to get along and just say, well, it was a riot. It was a riot. Trump's got to suffer. Trump must be punished. And this is what's going on, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And so prayerfully the truth will continue to get out, and more people will see it. And but the thing is, Captain, there are people that have actually seen the video of what Donald Trump said.
Sure.
And because of their hatred of the man, they're still saying, oh, well, he's guilty.
Yep. Now, the other thing is we have a congressman in Texas. His name is Brian Babin, who said that he doesn't have much empathy for the Mexican drug cartel that supposedly wrote an apology letter after kidnapping four Americans and killing two of them earlier this week. Well, I don't have any empathy for them either, and I got a special word for them. But anyway, the Texas Republicans also had harsh words for the Biden administration, specifically President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, for essentially putting four American travelers in a position of being abducted by violent criminals.
And the only reason that abduction happened, Captain, was because of the weak stature of the American government.
Sure.
The cartels know that they're the ones who are the boss of the border right now, and we're dealing with the open border policies of the American government, which, in my humble opinion, has turned its back on the American people, because we are in a safe position. We are in an unsafe position, and it's potentially deadly for ranchers, for citizens throughout this country, since illegals are being taken all over the place. Cartels run the border. They're making billions, not millions, but billions of dollars off of human trafficking, drugs, and the whole like, and they're getting away with anything. Now, the only reason, in my opinion, they wrote that letter, because just in case, it's about a 1% chance, but that is a chance that America will wake up and do something about it. I think that's the only reason. Do you really think that the cartel was really sorry?
No.
About what they did?
No.
No. So that letter was like, well, just in case the Americans finally wake up. And because if we wanted to, we could go down there and wipe them out.
I have one question. Remember when the $50,000 was offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of?
Yes.
I wonder if the cartels aren't planning on getting that money.
I wouldn't put it past them. I would not put it past them. Not one bit. You know, just since October, Captain, Border Patrol officials and other government agencies, according to Babin, have seized approximately 12,000 pounds of fentanyl along the border. And that's a fraction of what really got across the border to the people that have been buying this stuff throughout the country. That's just a drop in the bucket.
Yep. And remember, too much of that stuff kills you.
And it doesn't take very much.
No, sir. All right. We will talk to you again next week. You have yourself a great weekend. And keep your feet dry.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you hear him here a couple times a week on the program. And always happy to have him as a contributor. All right. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a USA News update. President Biden is giving his administration credit for the strong jobs report. The Labor Department said 311,000 jobs were added in February, well above what analysts expected. Wall Street, however, closed with stocks lower to end the week. This comes after Silicon Valley Bank was shut down due to losses in its bond portfolio. Americans are split when it comes to the status of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which revealed 51% said the pandemic isn't quite over, while 49% say it's done. China is brokering a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia. After 4 days of talks in Beijing, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to reestablish relations and open embassies in each country. Daylight saving time returns to most of the U.S. this weekend. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Step, and you're there. It's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and WoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And ladies, I know a lot of you have issues with your feet as well, and some of you are reluctant to get treatment because you'd be working with a man and you don't necessarily want to do that. But guess what? Surprise, surprise. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has two female podiatrists on duty there. Two females. So no more excuses. Give them a call, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Set up an appointment today, and you'll be glad and happy tomorrow. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to get back into it here. Now, Joe Biden is not discussing, talking to very many conservatives in the Congress, right?
Right, right.
Well, he made a comment yesterday, which I think was stupid on his part, because he throws up the divide again when he does it. He says there's just not much to negotiate with the Freedom Caucus.
Well, of course. You know, the other day he said he would meet with Kevin McCarthy anytime and so forth. But really, Captain, I think they're just going to kind of dig in on the White House side for sure, because they want all that spending. They think that spending equals popularity and votes. And quite frankly, it's a lot of the spending that has also been very inflationary.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't talk to somebody, how can you expect to rectify the problems you got with them?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, they want to paint the picture that it's these Republicans who are going to cause these problems. They're going to shut down the government. We won't have the thing passed, and it's going to cause us to default, and that's going to be all their problem. And look at me. I'm over here, and I'm powerless to do anything about it. You know, they just want to frame it. That's what they want to do.
Well, that's probably true, but they need to put their big boy pants on and start talking to all the players in the room.
Well, of course. You know why, Captain? Because at the very least, President Biden would actually be show himself very well if he were to do something like that, because people are asking questions and people are hurting. You know, we got this quote-unquote great jobs report on Friday, but ask anybody on the street, how do they think the economy is really going? We just saw this bank failure. A lot of that is tied not only to mismanagement, and I think that's also part of it, too, and also some other factors of where you put all the deposits and so forth, but also tied to the higher interest rates. And Joe Biden is, you know, keeping this whole thing going, and people are hurting, and they want to know what their government's going to do to make things better. And if he looks like he's not even willing to really talk, that's going to be bad for him.
Now, we know that we had some problems over this SVB bank out there by you, right?
Of course, yes.
But it also affected Wall Street, because Wall Street yesterday, a lot of their financial stocks sank on the jitters that were basking about the banks and about jobs, because both of those numbers were convoluted, if you will, and they were very concerned about the bank, because that was the second largest bank what do they call that? When they do that, I was going to say foreclosure. That wasn't a foreclosure, but when the government went in and took over the bank, that was the second largest one they've had in, what, 3-4 years?
Well, since 2008,
okay.
This is the largest collapse, and that's right. Regulators came in and shut the bank down because it couldn't make its cover the withdrawals.
Right, and they were about to get wiped out totally by the people that were standing in the lines at their different branches, from what I could see.
Well, that's right. And you mentioned the stock market. It plunged to almost 1,500 points on Friday because of all these things that are happening. And so people see that. People see that reflected in their 401ks. People see that in terms of their perception of the economy. And when their perception starts to really wane when their perception really starts to frighten them about things, they're going to pull back even more. It becomes a self-fulfilling cycle as well. So this is something that the Fed has to be very aware of, and we need to have things in place that are going to give people more confidence.
Now, at one time in the Middle East, outside of Israel, one of our biggest and best allies was Saudi Arabia, correct?
Right.
And over the past couple of days, they have made a deal with Iran Russia helping them, and it looks like as if they're backing away a little bit from us and going with the bad guys. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, one of the key takeaways in this particular thing is that this was China-led negotiations, evidently, that helped to broker this deal. And certainly when it comes to Saudi Arabia and Iran, Saudi Arabia knows that Iran is a threat. It always will be. It always has been, at least under the current system, unless there's some major change. But I think one of the big issues here, of course, is that if China is more asserting itself in the global on the global stage for things like this, they want to eclipse what the United States might be able to do.
Well, they are. And if you've got China teaming up a little bit more with Russia, and if you've got Iran teaming up a little bit more with Saudi Arabia, none of that spells good news for Israel.
Well, of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. And this is a shift, of course, Captain, from where we were just a few short years ago, where we seem to be having the some of these different Arab states, like Saudi Arabia and others, that were realizing and working towards the idea of containing Iran. And this was under, of course, the Trump administration. And say what you will about the Trump administration, at the very least, there was some real progress being made to show that Iran and its desired hegemony in the region is something that was a common enemy to all of these different states in the Middle East, including Israel and the other Arab states.
Now, one of your L.A. Times writers out there in California wrote an article which was really, really stupid, entitled, "White Drivers Are Polluting Southern California Air."
Well, okay. Well, is that? I wonder how they base that. Is it a particular car, or if you're driving
You're driving along. You got your windows all rolled up. You got your darn air conditioner on, and you're polluting the air.
I suppose so. Everything. Isn't it interesting, Captain, that everything is now being touted as somehow being racist or this kind of stuff?
Sure.
And what it does, doesn't that diminish when real acts of racism occur in our society, which they do, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of terrible things that are happening, but yet it diminishes our ability to react to them and be abhorred by them if every single thing, or people try to glom on and make things racist that really are not even not racist, you know. It's just very, very sad, because it impedes our development as a society.
Well, the short answer is they don't care, and the long answer is, so what? What are you going to do about it?
Right. Well, but it's a means to an end. If you can declare something racist, it's another form of denunciation. And this would be, say, the order of the day back in the Soviet Union, for example. You simply denounce somebody, and that starts a whole process of basically, it's kind of the original canceling of people. You denounce them. And now we're coming into an era now where these kinds of things happen only to serve a political end. In other words, you want to ruin somebody, you denounce them, or you call them a racist, or you do stuff like that, and then they have to go away. It's very, very, very alarming.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And, folks, we'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look out there and see what's going on the roads out by, and let you know if anything's changed in the scheme of things in terms of where the roads are bad and where they're not. So I'll be back with more, and Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's my part.
All righty.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Brooks and Dunn, it was a Brooks and Dunn night tonight, and we got her done there with the gang, and that's another one that just grows on you.
That is a cool song. I mean, you know, every time I hear it, I feel the same way. It's one of those songs you can listen to an awful lot.
You can't wait to get to the part where it goes, do the honky-tonk stomp. that's where I come in. All right, well, Kyle, the snow has moved a little bit further to the east, so that's not bad. It's kind of stuck in California and kind of stuck in Montana now, starting to move out of Washington State and Oregon. That's a good thing. But, boy, oh, boy, it's going east, and where it's going, it's not pretty. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We will start in Big Sky Country this hour, up near Great Falls and down towards Cascade in Montana on Interstate 15. We've got all kinds of snow. That snow is going to go all the way up towards Fort Benton, as a matter of fact. And then up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2, you've got all kinds of snow coming across the road there. And you're right, that goes on over into North Dakota. Coeur d'Alene, looks like they've got snow right now, so you also want to be careful up there on 4th of July Pass. That's for sure. Other snow right now, we do have snow north of Seattle. It's up in the mountains there. And it looks as well that, as we were talking about Utah last hour, we've got all kinds of rain, sleet, and snow between Cedar City and Beaver, basically. They're going up Interstate 15. And if you're coming out west out of Denver, you've got snow on I-70 pretty much all the way over towards Parachute, a little south of there. So do be careful. Continuing snow up on Donner Pass, coming out on I-80 out of Reno, and we still got snow coming down through pretty much the western part of California, following 395, basically, all the way down towards Ridgecrest. And also, a quick check of some power outage, Captain. We have had a lot of that rain just really pounding California. About 30,000 people right now, as of early Saturday morning, are out of power in Monterey County. So hopefully that's gone down a little bit since last hour, so that is good. But it shows you just how extreme this weather is. So be careful out there this weekend as we continue to watch this extreme weather.
Well, they had some flooding out there. It took down some power poles, took down the power lines with it, so there's your power outage.
Yep, exactly right.
I mean, it washed the roads right out.
That's right. And, of course, the snowpack, that's also something to watch for because it can help melt the snow, this rain that's come through, that could cause all kinds of flooding downstream.
Okay, I'm going to start in Texas. Got some wind in Lubbock, Texas, on down towards Midland. You're going to have some windy weather through there tonight, so be advised. It's also going to be windy coming out of El Paso going east, down along. It's going to follow the Mexican border out there to about Van Horn. Then you'll be out of it. Then I'm going to go way up north. I'm going to go way up north into North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin and run all those states together. We have a blizzard warning, blizzard snowstorm warning in North Dakota. It's pretty much the central northern part of the state, except for Bismarck down below over to Fargo. Will be right along 94, and it will continue its trek along 94 over towards the Twin Cities. You'll be in a blizzard warning most of the day there. High winds, cold temperatures, snow, and lots of it with the wind blowing it all over the place. You'll have snow down below it, regular snow, a little bit of wind maybe, but nothing like what's going to be north of I-94. And then South Dakota, central part of the state, you got snow. You got probably 4 to 6 inches of snow coming there in the central part of South Dakota. Same thing for the central part of Nebraska tonight. Up in the blizzard areas, especially the higher the elevation, the more the snow. We could see 2 to 3 feet in some of those mountain passes up in there. But it just all depends on the luck of the draw. So keep in mind, pay attention to the weather. And going up into the northeast tonight, all right, I-90 coming out of Boston and coming out of Long Island over into Poughkeepsie and over to the west, over to Ripley, New York, and almost all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania. You have snow all the way through there. goes right up to through central New York to north of I-90. The New York Thruway goes up there to the Catskills, the southern part of the Catskills, comes across to Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. Winter storm warning when you get out there to Ripley, so be advised that's what you're going to have happen there. Lots of wind along the east coast tonight from Cape Cod all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia, so it's going to be windy over there. That means there'll be a lot of waves in the mix, too. And keep in mind, please, 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 pay attention up there in the upper part of the upper Midwest, northern part of North Dakota, northern part of Minnesota. You have got a blizzard warning up there over into Montana, and it's going to get really nasty and has been all night. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J because...
Because they have the greatest rewards app out there. Go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app, and start saving today. Pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, largest truck stop chain in the country. Okay, Kyle, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. Now we're going to jump up here real quick and say good morning to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And as you just heard us talking, there's some real bad weather out there to the north part of the U.S., but there's some bad weather coming, it looks like, for Donald Trump with this Manhattan DA investigation going on because they've asked him to voluntarily show up and answer questions for the grand jury. I doubt he'll do that.
I doubt it as well.
And there's this attorney that represented Trump that went to jail that was involved with the Stormy Daniels.
Michael Cohen.
Yeah, it's involved with the Stormy Daniels thing. They got him coming to talk, and this is what they think they're going to indict Trump on. This is what we keep hearing anyway. This is what they think they're going to indict Trump on.
That's right.
So what do you think? You think this is actually...
I don't know. I mean, you know, they... these attorneys, they said they are going to, they ran on this when they were getting elected, and they're committed to it, so it is what it is. I don't, you know, they can do anything. I mean, they can try.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see, and, I have my doubts, but, we'll see if they can get this done. I don't think, And is there going to be a jury involved in this or no?
I have no idea.
Okay, because so far I haven't
not
heard...
Not for just testifying. I think I think they may be taking a deposition.
Okay. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there. Find out all the different things that she's up to. And you'll know what she's doing.
Hello, I'm... Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I got a bottle of ball.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.